Let's talk about James, J-A-M-E-S, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Mr. Smith, leave the date of birth open. And then today's date is 12-9. This is a very thin ...65-year-old man who's been in and out of psychiatric hospitals and has been disabled most of his life, period. The paragraph, he's an extensive tobacco abuser, has had a history of severe COPD, difficulty with shortness of breath. He's very thin, has little appetite, not able to walk very well. He's at a high risk of fall, lives in a group home currently. Medication includes Claritin 10 milligram a day, Depakote ER 500 BID, Haldol 5 milligram a day, Clonopin 1 milligram at nighttime, Cogentin 1 milligram a day, Synthroid 100 microgram a day, Pepcid 20 milligram a day, and Paxil 40 milligram once a day. Surgery, the only surgery he's had is thyroid surgery. COVID immunization is up to date. Social, heavy smoking, no ETOH use. Has been a heavy drinker in the past. Never been married, does not have any children. Review of system, weight loss. Requires help with ADL in a group home. Short of breath at all times. Weak, high risk of fall. Difficulty walking, cannot rule out lacunary strokes in the past. And generalized weakness. Family history, mom died of heart disease, coronary artery disease, MI, and COPD. Here, on an examination, we find James to have a blood pressure of 110 over 60 pulses, 100 respirations, 22 a febrile heart, positive some positives, 2 distant heart sounds, lungs, bronchi, rals, coarse breath sounds, bilaterally abdomen, scaphoid. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, but dry, neurological. He's able to move all 4 extremities, but found to be quite weak. Lower extremity shows no edema, but profound muscle wasting noted. Here we have a 65-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD, tobacco abuse, psychiatric issues, requiring help with ADL. Patient has lost a tremendous amount of weight in the past month with decreased appetite and severe weakness. He's not interested in any further hospitalization. He definitely could benefit from tobacco cessation, and we'll discuss that with the nurse as far as use of nicotine patch is concerned. Next number, he does need help with ADL. Next number is anxiety. Next number is psychiatric illness, schizophrenia. Next number is tardive dyskinesia on Cogentin with some improvement. Next number is histogastritis on Pepcid. Next number's overall prognosis remains quite poor for Mr. Smith. Thank you.